now with McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? Look out! Take the anvil out of your hand, step away from the ledge, and please do not try to press the panic button more than once. Astros fans, of course, another reason to freak out after last night, but no reason to freak out here because we're all present and accounted for and in the same structural place in the same city at the same time.
Yeah, it
for
was
the
weird
final day.
Yesterday.
Why was it weird?
Why?
Because I'm talking down the line and not, yeah, it's just, you know, on the remote. I'm sure it was fun at Cowboys and Indians, though.
It was delicious fun.
Yeah.
All the desserts that Haas was bringing out was crazy.
I've been missing out on the dessert. I mean, I can't complain because I've had so much good food there, but I've been missing out on the dessert.
Yeah,
I
thought about bringing you some back, and the girls wouldn't let me. They ate everything, so they actually would not let us bring anything off the premises.
I totally did not think about bringing you any.
Yeah, I wonder if Joel was really thinking about bringing me.
I was, because you know I wasn't going to eat it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
But, like, the lava
cake.
What
if it lasted to... to the land
now,
of the
that
sugar.
I cannot speak for. I do not know that at room temperature your cream level would have risen proper.
I tell you what, the quesadillas travel well, as do the sliders, but they were nice enough to kind of do something like they put the buns separate from the meat so that it didn't get soggy when it traveled.
And, smart.
Yeah, but the quesadillas, dude, I turned a pan on, fried them up.
How did you not know the Himalayan heat burger wasn't a slider? How did you not know
that? I really thought that the time that we got sliders that we had the Himalayan heat sliders. So now he's like, great, well, I guess I have to put that on the menu.
But yeah, I was just making things up. Though, because he created something new for the menu. Because after that, I pulled Haas aside. I'm like, you know, you should probably do that. And he goes, we were just talking about it in the back. We're going to try and put that on the menu now. And I'm like, well, there, Barry has made a lasting impression on Cowboys.
He brought it.
It should be Barry's Himalayan heat sliders.
That would be nice to
put
your name on the menu.
I could be like Hoffy, right? Have a Hoffy burger.
Be your first restaurant, and then it'd be like the first of many.
That's so right. I'm going to text Haas and tell him that.
Molina's does that.
Better say Barry's.
A buddy of mine grew up with the Molina's family that have the Mexican restaurants here in town. And the CW special is from my buddy Chris Wilson because it's all he used to order. And they started doing that where they name certain things on the menu for some of their friends and people that ordered it on a consistent basis.
Nice.
That should be Barry's Himalayan heat sliders.
But I do remember when they brought it to the studio, the sliders were Himalayan heat. Like, I could taste it.
That's what I'm saying. Remember? Because we talked about it.
I think he forgot.
I don't know.
And he was just trying to sample.
Yeah.
He brought them here. He brought regular sliders, and he brought Himalayan heat sliders. You could totally tell the difference.
See?
Okay.
See? I knew I wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of crazy, so, if you have kids in the car...
Earmuffs.
Yeah, earmuffs.
Earmuffs today.
We're going to talk about daddy's privates for a moment. So you might want to change the channel. But I had my follow-up visits. Because I want to get you guys' opinion on this. Not on my balls, but just like your opinion in general.
At the man center?
On what you would do. No, so the man center, I talked to Tristan and the doctor, and they wanted me to get a second opinion and a follow-up. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I had to go to an imaging center for a follow-up ultrasound. Just to make sure, the doctor was like, you know, we're not too concerned, but we just want to, you know, why are you laughing?
My visual of getting a scan of your grapes is that you like straddle a tube in which your tea bag hangs.
It's nothing like that. Nothing like that. You're on your back and it's an ultrasound like they're trying to find a baby.
Right.
So you're not, it's not like
So it's the cold gel from hell.
Okay, so here's where it's different, right? So I get to this place, and I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want to disparage anybody or give them any publicity. But I get there and everything's going good. And this young chick comes out. She's like, Laminac. I'm like, right here. So we walk through. She goes, okay, all the way down, take a left, and then go to the end of the hall. Okay. Get in the room. She follows in behind me, shuts the door. She says, okay, we're doing an ultrasound. I was like, yep. She's like, a scrotal ultrasound. I was like, yep. She says, okay, you're going to take off your pants and you're going to get naked from the waist down. And then you're going to lay on the bed. You're going to take that bottom cloth, the bigger one, and drape it across your legs. Take a penis, lay it on your stomach. And
That's hilarious.
And cover it with this cloth so that only your scrotum is exposed. I was like, okay. And then she goes, and then I'll be back to do the ultrasound. And I was like, I'm sorry. Excuse me?
You said she was a young chick?
Probably 22.
How'd she look?
23. So I was like, so you're going to do the ultrasound? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, well, this is awkward. And she goes, she just kind of looked at me and I said, do you have any dudes maybe that could do the ultrasound? Because this is kind of weird. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, if you went to the Virginia doctor, there's no way you're just going to let some dude be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, they do it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, but for an ultrasound, I get like if there's a female, you know, urologist, but the ultrasound tech, she's not even a doctor. They're not doctors. They're just a tech. You could literally go to like community college to be an ultrasound tech.
Mr.
I'm guessing.
Laminac, that cloth moved.
I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not done yet. So I was like, wow, well, this is awkward. Okay. So she leaves and I get naked from the waist. I follow all the instructions. I'm laying on the bed and then I don't know how to lay. I'm like, do I just lay normal?
Posing?
Do I put my hands behind my back? Like I'm like real relaxed, like behind my head. I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm like, do I put them on my chest? Now I look like I'm dead and naked with my scrotum out. Like, I have no idea how to lay here. And do I prop up on one elbow? Now I look creepy. Like I'm laying by a fire. I was like, I have no idea what to do with my upper body. I know what my lower body's doing. It's shrinking rapidly because it is so cold in the room. So I was just like, God, this sucks so bad. And she comes in and it's just weird to be laying there with your balls out when a strange young lady walks in the room and you're just like, so how's life? I mean, what do you? I didn't
so
know.
So, like, she comes back. Literally, so do she you walks talk to
in.
Her?
Yeah, no, I never said a word. It was super awkward. So she walks in. She gets the little ultrasound thing, and this one was different. When I was at the Man Centers, it was like a wand. This was like more like the normal one that they use for pregnant ladies. And so they put the gel on it, but it was warm gel.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then that made it weird because it felt good. So then I guess I didn't put the towel, like it wasn't secure on when I covered my junk that was laying on my stomach, like she said, and it started slipping and she's trying to do the ultrasound and she kept having to, like, she would adjust the covers. It was the weirdest. She never said a word. And I was just thinking, I kept looking at her, but then I thought, don't look at her, because if you guys make eye contact, if we make eye contact, it's going to be so weird. So weird if we make eye contact right now. So I was like, okay, don't look at her anymore. I just looked straight ahead, and that was it. And then it must have been awkward for her, too, because she got done, and it took a while. I mean, it took like 30 minutes. And I was thinking, the other one was a lot faster.
30 minutes of warm gel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, and because that's the other thing I'm thinking. Oh my God, don't get aroused. Don't get aroused. And then the more you think,
don't
get aroused.
Don't move the towel, but don't saturate the towel either.
Yeah, I'm like, don't get aroused. Don't move. Please don't let the towel fall off. It was just weird. And then so she gets done, and it was worse than with the guy last time. Because I said last time, and now I know what chicks feel like on prom. Because he was like, all right, clean up, and then use that. And he left, and then waited for... She just goes, okay, the doctor will have your results probably today, and left.
Never came back.
Never came back. Never told me what to use to clean up with. Never told me, like, just... And I'm just laying there going, this is like... It's like I've had two proms.
That's
now.
Hilarious.
But at least the other guy was like, you can use the towel or the
Bury
tissue
the hooker laminate
to clean up with. I mean, nothing. She's just left, and I'm just laying there going, For like a minute, I was like, am I done? Do I get up? What do I clean with? She didn't say. It was just weird. It's just weird.
They didn't even give you like a dry, warm towel to clean up
No.
with?
No. You know the tissue paper they put on doctor beds? I just ripped that off, and that's what I used. And the towels that they had given me to cover with, I just used all that. I was like, you know what? You're not going to tell me? I don't care then.
So you had a slime parade going on.
And it was juicy down there. It was like, jeez. Man, what a mess. What a mess.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was my day. And then I went over to Klein's Jewelry to pick up Nora's ring, so...
You had quite the, you had a lot of stones. You had a lot of stones in play this morning.
For the first time in my life, I went and got Nora's ring. So for the first time in my life, I could actually say I'll have two different women touch my testicles today.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You had your rocks on display in more
definitely.
Ways than one.
It's going to be weird.
All right. Hopefully the show's not, as we're just getting started. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HR&P Listener Line. You can call, you can text. Hit us on Twitter if you like. We're always checking the tweets that are going back and forth. At Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and of course, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Right now, I want to also tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture, because as I've been telling you, Mattress Mac and his staff do a fantastic job here in the Houston area. You see him on TV all the time. You hear his radio ads. You know he sponsors this show. But the more important thing is, you know he's been in Houston for a long, long time. He knows you're going to be here for a while, and so he wants you to choose Gallery Furniture when you're looking for new furniture for any room in your house. Therefore, he makes it easy, he makes it painless, and he makes it very customer-friendly. That means that their finance department's going to work out the best way that you want to pay that makes the most sense for you based on your financial situation. That means that you're going to get solid wood American-made furniture from brands like Stickley that's going to last for a long, long time. And when the delivery people deliver it, they're not only going to get the new furniture into your house, they'll take out furniture you don't want, they'll rearrange furniture you need put in other rooms, and they'll take care of you because they know that they want you to be return customers. It's so convenient that Mac used to only have one location. Now he has three. Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. He also has another location in the Galleria across from Dillard's on Post Oak. And, of course, the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker, both ways. A lot of people don't believe in the Astros right now, but believe it, if they win it again, you get it all for free again. He's doing the promotion again. That means if you buy $3,000 or more with the bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic, and the Astros win it all, you get it all for free at the end of the year. Just another little perk of doing business with Gallery Furniture. So believe it when they say it. No back order slips. Buy today, get it tonight. And as always, Gallery Furniture really will save you money.
Restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, listen up, homeowners. I know you guys out there, a lot of you have homes, and they're more than a couple of years old. So if you are a homeowner, I want you to know that R22 Freon that you use in your AC currently, it's being phased out. A lot of people don't know that. But thankfully, the guys at Courtesy AC Online are here to let you know that pretty soon you're not going to be able to get Freon for your current AC system. In less than 2 years, in fact, it's going to be going away. So now's the time to get your system upgraded because, you know, in the 2 years from now, it could be the middle of the summer. If your AC goes out, you're going to have to get it upgraded anyway. So why not go ahead and get that taken care of now so you can avoid those issues in the future? So go to CourtesyACOnline.com to get that process started. Tom, Brad, tons of certified techs are going to be there to help you to get that process going for you and to come out and check. And maybe your AC is already up to speed and you don't have to do that. They'll let you know that as well. And if your AC is up to speed, you do have a newer unit, it's still time to get it serviced in time for Houston. So why don't you get online and check that out today? CourtesyACOnline.com. You can also call them at 713-278-9933. Come out, let them check it out. They're going to tell you what you need to get done. Courtesy AC has been servicing in the Houston area for over 30 years. They're available to service and repair both residential and commercial systems. That's Courtesy AC, 713-278-9933 or CourtesyACOnline.com. Welcome back to the show. That was a lot. It was a mouthful. Why are you staring at me?
Because normally I just try and look the other way. Wiki what?
Yeah, I know, right? That's I gotta trim that one down. There's a lot of info.
That's what she said when she was ultrasounding.
I tell you what, OU Mike has had the best text already. He said Barry had a rose in his mouth when she walked back in the room. That's not true. I wasn't doing that. Nate said from now on you're going to be known as. I don't think I can say that word.
I don't think
it hasn't
you can
stopped
either.
Me lately. I didn't realize I couldn't say a-hole yesterday and just let it rip.
Yeah, you did. Let's just say it rhymes with stoner, but starts with a B. Yeah, I'll be Stoner Barry. That's from Nate. How about calling them the Himalaminac heat sliders?
No.
Not a fan of that. Just no. Barry's Himalayan heat sliders would be good.
Yeah.
Dr. Dran 290 said, why does Barry want a dude to look at his peas? I don't know. Maybe so if I have cancer, I can get it taken care of. That might be a good reason.
Pretty fair.
Yeah, you think?
Or just let it rot and see if it plays out.
It just falls off.
You mentioned this, too. Here's a shout-out for you people to be constantly checking sportsmap.com because it's the best local content. But you were talking about all this in the break. I see that Lance is now doing NFL draft previews with Robin. And everything you described looks like Lance doing a video with Robin because he already looks uncomfortably weird like a stalker next to her at the start of the video. And there's a graphic on the bottom of the screen. And the minute it's removed, he's got both hands covering his crotch.
What?
Watch this. I'm telling you right now, it's the weirdest thing ever. And it's just so Lance.
Just go to when he does it.
Watch this.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he's like swaying.
So go to sportsmap.com, not for the content.
Right.
But for
just
the video.
Check out how
of
awkward
Lance
can look doing a video when he's a creeper.
Yeah.
Nate wants to know if I had to pay for these services and to include a happy ending. No, it was a pretty sad ending, actually.
Here's the thing, though. If you're
very
the technician,
sad ending.
If you're whatever you call her.
Imagine her day.
I was going to say.
She's at lunch just going,
her,
ugh.
This is like someone, a call girl or otherwise, only even more awkward. Because there's a lot of times I'm sure that ladies of the evening don't want to partake with the dude that they're being forced to partake with. But in this case, she has no choice. She's a professional and she has to walk into a room numerous times throughout
balls.
The day and gel up. Some great.
Well, I don't know if that's all she does. I mean, this place does a lot of different things. So I imagine that scrotal ultrasounds are probably not.
I'm sure pre-colon screening goes
there's
well.
There's probably not a lot of those. So I
it's
imagine.
It's called man centers. Why
no,
wouldn't
no, no,
there
no,
be
this
a lot
isn't man centers. This place. Is a second opinion. So I had to go somewhere else. I had to go to an imaging place where they do MRIs, x-rays, and ultrasounds.
This was Donkey Kong.
Okay, I was gonna get the dong, but I didn't. I wasn't reacting.
You were gonna get the dong gong.
So yes, you did. You needed the dong gong for sure. But I felt bad for her too because I can only imagine that she's gonna go home and tell the story to either her husband or her friends at the bar.
I don't think she's gonna share that story with her husband or spouse. Mm-hmm.
You don't think so? Nora would tell me gross stuff that she had to do as a nurse.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
because my ex did that too.
Yeah.
Not that in particular, but.
Now, Crystal Collins makes a good point.
Well,
she chose the profession, it didn't choose her.
Yeah, but she didn't say, hey, you know what I want to specialize in? Scrotal ultrasounds. You just get handed that. You just like, hey, sorry, but this old guy's going to come in so you can ultrasound his pills today.
She's
it's like, ugh.
She's the barista of the ultrasound world.
I will say.
Because she's playing with the teabag.
I will say, today was Manscaped Day, too. So.
Well, you're just throwing all kinds of details.
Well, I was just feeling pretty proud.
Oh, my God. El Jefe.
I was like, at least I was clean down there.
You know what
I
mean? It didn't look like. Tweet of the day.
And I mean, the grass was mowed. The yard was nice and trimmed up.
We get it.
So.
The bushes. We got it. Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, pun daddy. Don't. He's like, we get it.
Did you see El Jefe's?
No.
He sent you the cartoon picture of a dude face down, bare naked on a rug.
Oh, no. Matt Hibbert wants to know if I tipped her. No, bro, it wasn't like that. I didn't get El Jefe's picture. What's up with that? Did he not tag me?
No, you're on it.
Is
you're
he skirt? Is he skirt? I don't see it.
There it is. You're on it.
I don't. Oh, there it is. Yeah, that was me, kind of.
It just popped up.
I should have.
With the red ass.
See? Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right. I guess the kids can get safe for the kids to get back in the car.
Yeah. Well, let me get through these last texts so we can move on. Barry, that sounded like a plot for a Brazzers movie. Kind of does.
Is it Brazzers or Brazzers?
I thought it was Brazzers, but
okay.
Whatever. Those
three dudes. Mario three, or Mario?
Three different guys pronouncing
dudes usually
it.
Don't ask. Hey, how do you pronounce this?
Yeah, how do you pronounce the porn site? Don't care. Yeah. I know how to spell it. That's all that matters. .com. That's all you got to know. Barry's about to make me crash. Okay. Can you give me the address of that place, Barry? I haven't had sex in a while.
Jeez.
All right, that's done. We're moving on.
Okay.
It's over. I've told my story. We're done.
You're sticking to it?
That's it.
Kind of like I'm your drawers on. Are sticking to it because it was you didn't messy. Clean up appropriately?
It was messy. It was weird.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
All right, before we get moving on anything else, we do like to have the most convenient wait times in the business. So Jay, our man Fort Worth Jay, is on hold. He wants to get in here.
Oh,
Jay,
what's up?
What's up, fellas? First of all, tell you how hard this is for me to call in and tell the story. I played one of the greatest games in Madden history yesterday with the Packers. And I went the length of the field with 30 seconds left, one timeout, and pretty much was set up the game-winning touchdown at the back of the end zone with Vontae Adams as I busted like a 22-yard scramble with Aaron Rodgers. And I just got sick to my stomach when I did it because I was like,
"You lived it.
This is exactly what he did to us."
Yeah, I was going to say, you lived it in real life last season, Jay.
I lived it, and the funny part is the dude just connected the pier loft as soon as I scored the touchdown. And I know he felt just like I felt in real life. And it was like one of the dopest comebacks ever. And I was like, you know what, let me go ahead and eat crow because I still got beef with you for calling my stadium Lambeau Field style. But I can't really say nothing about it till we beat y'all. So, yeah, I'm going to give you that nice little Aaron Rodgers Green Bay story.
At least you guys can get the ball to Dez this year and do some – oh, never mind.
You know what? I don't care that we lost Dez, though.
I was going to ask you that.
I'm trying to figure out, though, if we're going in the wrong – if we're going in a different direction, why we still got Jason Garrett as the head coach. But anyway, y'all have a good one.
All right, Jay, appreciate the call, brother.
All right, if you want to tell us your Madden comeback, you can call us at 7-1. No, don't do that.
I enjoyed it.
I'm sure you did.
Because I was there at that game.
I'm sure so you did.
I certainly did enjoy it. All right, we're going to get into some Astros, some NBA playoffs, Rockets, whatever's on your mind. You can be like Jay and join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Right now, I want to tell you about Infuse Energy. It's a locally owned and operated energy company. It's my energy provider for very good reason. Josh Pestikoff and his staff do a fantastic job. And from the time I signed up with Infuse, they have taken hundreds off of my bill during the summertime and also reduced my bill in the wintertime. It's just a great, great setup. You don't get the automated system you get with other companies where you got to sit there and keep pressing buttons and trying to repeat what the automated system didn't pick up and you're frustrated. This is where you call up, you get a human being on the phone, and they ask you more questions than you ask them because they want to make sure that they pinpoint and tailor make a program just for you with the appropriate rates and know when you use energy the most and when you use it the least, whether it be for your business or for your family. You can do the same thing. You just pick up the phone. You call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or log on to InfuseEnergy.com. Right off the bat, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and it just goes from there. They talk to you. You talk to them. They tell you what rates are out there and what programs you could possibly get signed up for. It's never going to be anything short of 100% honest, and that means sometimes they may lose your business to a cheaper company out there by being honest and telling you, hey, we can't beat this rate, but here's one that might be better for you. It's like a trusted friend. You can expect honesty at all times without exception. They're never going to try to pull the wool over your eyes to make a buck, and they go above and beyond to build a relationship. That's who I want doing my energy. That's probably who you should look to do the same. Check them out. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the opening 60 minutes of the show. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. As we've had some fun and games in the first half hour, and we've got plenty of sports to talk about as well. A lot of you chiming in, trying to figure out the latest on the Dez Bryant situation. We've pretty much covered this at length over the last several days. The only thing new in the entire scenario is now he's saying he wants to play for the Giants first. There are, as you said, there are odds out there of where he'll end up.
Yeah, because I was looking for that where he said it. I think he just said that it would be crazy. Playing for the Giants would be crazy, but I don't know that he said he wanted to.
Okay, because when we were in the other studio, ESPN was running that Dez's first choice was the Giants.
Oh, really? Because it says, quoting Bryant, the Giants got a hell of a defense. They're going to pay OBJ. So coming back, playing with him, Sterling, the tight ends, Manning, crazy. They draft Barkley. That'd be crazy.
Hmm.
So, but there was the odds released by OddsShark that have the Texans in the lead at plus 300. And the team that you keep mentioning as a favorite landing spot, or a favored, I should say, landing spot, the Packers at plus 400. The Ravens and the Redskins at plus 600. The Bills and the Patriots at plus 700. So the leader in the clubhouse is the Texans right now. And then they mention how, which I put zero stock in this, but they're like, oh, he went out and followed a bunch of people on Instagram, including Watson, Watt, and Hopkins. And they followed him on Twitter. And I don't put any stock in that. But the odds itself, usually they'll have some sort of inside information, but that's also guessing. Because you have to think that whether it's the Giants thing or maybe saying, oh, yeah, the Texans are my favorite to that where I want to go, that's just for posturing. So none of us really know.
No, of course not.
But it's all for posturing, right?
But like, you know what? Fuel to the fire is when J.J. Watt sends a tweet to Tyrann Mathieu saying, come play for us. And then he does. And everybody believes, well, that's how it gets done. That's the recruiting process.
Yeah,
no, agents are heavily involved.
Yeah,
and the players are going to weigh getting more money to play for a bad team or less money to play for a good team or finding a balance in the middle.
Yeah.
It's pretty much that simple.
If it were only that easy, then everybody would just go out and be like, hey, Aaron Rodgers, come play for us. Hey, Antonio Brown, right, come play for us. And then, boom, you'd build this fantasy football team.
Yeah, it's not like that.
No.
Believe me, agents are involved. Players' preferences are involved. They're weighing the finances. It's all fun and games for the players to go out and say, hey, we'd love to have you. But you're right. The good players, everyone would love to have them.
Perhaps just a contributing factor when you tweet out something like that. It's a contributing factor, but it doesn't mean they're going to sign. So
plus, they get exactly what they want, which is run from their tweet. They're getting a lot of run and a lot of pub on their tweet because of the fact that they're out there trying to recruit.
Arian's Fetus just tweeted a picture to me and El Jefe. Okay. And it says, I'm not a sneaker guy, but people can change. I'm gonna RT this because this is, I would rock these. It's a pair of Jordans. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one those are. Which ones had the cross strap thing?
Oh boy, yeah.
But it's got the crying Jordan logo on it. Oh my god, I would wear those. I would so wear crying Jordans, not just Jordans, but crying Jordans.
That's your thing.
Why aren't these a shoe yet? That is amazing. Yes, I absolutely would rock
those. Sweater too.
The crying, is there a crying Jordan?
I showed it to you during the holidays.
Yeah, why didn't you guys buy that for me as my Christmas present?
Because you didn't get us anything either, and that's the way I am.
Well, I did. Even if you did get me something, I probably wouldn't have bought you, either one of you, anything. You guys are the ones making all that money.
That was spirited.
All that moolah.
Can you show it to us if there is such a thing? That would be fantastic so we were aware of it.
Man.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't see you in that sweater. You probably would rock that.
I think I totally would wear that.
Yeah, and you'd do a video that day.
I wouldn't mind. I totally would.
Yeah. I can see that happening. You know, you check the text, but 832 ending in 4093. If my penis jokes aren't funny, neither are your tweets and texts and contact with us. So either make it substantially worthwhile or go suck it.
Did you look up his name or what?
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to be you and go full number or name, but
you basically, I mean, it's just how many tweets. Combinations are left? You gave him you gave out the area code in the last four.
Give other people something to do because he obviously doesn't have anything to do. If somebody else needs a little challenge too, it's like a puzzle. Go ahead.
I'm going to go look it up now. I'm going to go look it up.
Okay. go right ahead.
Because apparently nice you day. Did, huh?
I did, because I get tired of people and? Like that, and you know that.
You're not going to say the name?
No, I just get tired of people that do stupid stuff thinking that they can be the judge and jury.
Oh, it doesn't come up on Facebook.
Well, that's all you go to.
Oh, you've got some
anyway,
weird...
let's talk about what else
Look
is going
Joel.
On.
Stalker Joel.
Is anybody going to worry about people on the ledge again, like the old Rockets commercial with the anvil in hand, ready to throw it because the Astros lost again last night? Look, look. We even said Keuchel didn't get off to a great start. Threw a great game last night. That's a quality start and then some. And Bartolo Colon didn't throw a perfect game for seven innings. But guess what? When your only run is provided by your leadoff hitter hitting a home run on the in the first at bat of the game for the Astros, you got to hit the ball. We've talked about this over and over. The offense isn't there yet. Will it be there? Sure, but it's not there yet. And because of it, the Astros are having a problem. You and I both talked about, hey, second best ERA from starters in the league. Bullpen top 10, right?
Mm-hmm. Number 9.
Yeah. So overall, you can pinpoint where the problem is, but that's where everybody says the strength of the team lies. So stop panicking.
Yeah. You know, this makes 3 losses in a row. And mm-hmm. I was like, man, I wonder when did they first lose 3 games last year? April. They lost 3 in a row between the first and second series or second and third series of the year. After they dropped 1 to the Yankees, and then they lost like 2 more in a row to the Royals. They lost 3 in a row, I want to say 3 times, 4 in a row once, and 5 in a row once last year. It's not, I mean, it's kind of getting old, in fact, to have to come on and talk about yep. that it's too soon to panic.
Is it the third series that they lost?
Well, they haven't lost this series yet. They've lost 2 series.
Yeah, they lost the third series of the year last year to the Royals. They lost the first 2 in a 3-game series. Okay.
Yep. And so they lost this year to the Twins and the home series they just lost to the Rangers.
Yeah.
Those were the first 2 series. Yeah. So.
Yep.
So we got that covered. Look, Keuchel, good outing. Again, that's what you
That's
expected.
The thing. I mean, they're not hitting, but at least you got a good outing. The hitting's going to come. Yep. It's like jump shots, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to come. It's going to go. It's never going to be wildly consistent. What you want is consistently good starting pitching more than anything else. And that's what they're getting right now. So the fact that Keuchel had a good outing, that's what your takeaway is. Oh, thank God. It looks like Keuchel may be able to bounce back, get back on track, and they're going to be fine. Because that's really my concern more than anything is Lance McCullers and Dallas Keuchel have not pitched well. Bullpen, I'm not worried about. Hitting, I'm not worried about. I was worried about Keuchel and McCullers.
Yeah, and the thing is, the bullpen wouldn't be pressing so much or pressed into the service that they're being pressed in if there was, this team was hitting the ball and putting the runs on the board to where they had a comfortable lead. But instead, I take the Texas game on Saturday as a game that they hopefully won't look back on and regret, but that's the one that really got away. You got a 5-run lead late in the game. You had the game in your back pocket, and all you had to do was walk it on in, and you couldn't walk it on in. And part of it was, again, as we talked about, Peacock, a former starter that's looked at to be as one of your long relievers, had to pitch Friday, and he pitched Saturday. And maybe for whatever reason, he's just not, his arm's not there yet. His breaking pitch wasn't as sharp. He gave up a couple of home runs. That opened the door. And look, a wounded team is just like, they're all professionals. The Rangers knew they came into the series with a bunch of injuries and weren't expected to do anything, and people were expecting a sweep. Well, instead, hey, you get a wounded animal, and they smell blood, and they see that they got a chance, and it's on national TV. Mm-hmm. They make a statement there. And then who could predict Bartolo Colon throwing a perfect game for 7 innings on Sunday Night Baseball?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different unique circumstances being thrown at him as well, and it all stems back to what's wrong with the Astros. They're not hitting the ball, and they're not putting runs on the board.
It's funny, too, because that game started off with a leadoff home run by Springer, and you thought, oh, here
yep.
we go.
Yep, I did.
And Keuchel goes 8. I mean, he gives up 2 earned runs to a team in Seattle that, I mean, for me, one of the better first fours in the American League. 1-4, Seattle gets slept on by a lot of people, but they're as good as anybody's 1-4.
Leading the league in hitting?
Is he?
He's hitting some ridiculous number. He was well over 400, I think, going into the series.
It says he's 341, so yeah, he's probably up there.
Yeah, he was ripping the cover off it since day one, so he's always going to be a steady hitter and perform well. But you're right. A lot of people, and again, because they don't see a lot of Mariners games unless they're playing the Astros, and even still, people go to bed, and West Coast games are tough to watch. But the Mariners have always had a decent lineup, and they've added to it with D. Gordon trying to make him a center fielder, but they've got speed on the base paths. They've got guys that can hit the ball. They got Seager, and they got Cano, and they've got Cruz. They've got guys that can hit for power, guys that can
legit
hit for average.
Closer at the end of the bullpen, so.
Yeah, so it's not like they're losing to a slouch team. That was the Rangers.
Yeah. I tell you what's impressive for me is Ohtani. Have you seen what he's been doing?
Yes. It's from a hitting perspective.
And a pitching perspective.
Yeah, it's just you never know when he's going to pitch. And
well, I mean, he's got 13 innings pitched, 3 earned runs. He's carrying around a 2.08 ERA, 2-0, 18 Ks. They said his split finger is almost unhittable. And then he's already got 3 home runs.
Yeah.
They said if he wins his next outing, he'll be the first player in Major League history to have 3 wins and 3 home runs in the month of April.
Really?
That's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah.
So not only is he pitching lights out with a whip below 0.5, whip is walks and hits in an inning. So he's giving up a half a walk and hit, one of the two, in an inning. He's putting on a half a base runner in an inning. That's ridiculous.
You just make sure you're quiet when he hits.
You heard about that?
I did.
So the Angels asked the fans that when he's at the plate to not cheer so loud.
On the road.
Because
they had 3 chicks behind their dugout.
He wants to concentrate and be in the moment, and the silence helps him. Go play golf then, bro.
3 teeny bopper chicks were screaming their brains out when he was at the plate. And, of course, he says through his interpreter, it wasn't me now, but I do appreciate the Angels telling them so that I can focus on my work at hand by hitting in the batter's box without noise. You don't play baseball in a library. Wait till you play in the Bronx. You go to New York and ask people to shut up. See how well that goes. Yeah, that's going to go over like a fart in church. It's not going to go over well. It's going to be a painful situation, and I hope they try it just because we'll have plenty of – hopefully there's audio because we'll have plenty of great reaction from that one. But hey, you're right. He's hitting it. He's pitching well. Yeah, the Angels are off to a hot start. But again, it's a long season, people, so just relax. Take it a day at a time. It's going to get better. It can't get much worse, right?
For who?
For everybody involved.
Yeah.
We're going to get more calls and tweets anyway. So, all right, we'll continue to roll on. A lot more on the table, and if there's something that you want to get off your chest, you've had on your mind, please feel free to give us a shout. 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's just hour number one, and it is a 3-hour extravaganza that we call The Usual Suspects, so plenty of time for you to still get involved in the big show. Started talking a little Astros. We did talk about the Dez Bryant situation, so if you missed it, please feel free to go to the podcast or check out the website, ESPN975.com, where you can catch up on all you've missed. And speaking of all that you missed, if you missed yesterday's show, you don't have to go very far to find out what happened, because now our friend Jerry Berry,
yes,
is altering pictures of the dessert fiasco yesterday when the promo team girls were swooping in on your dessert, and he's actually put a crown on you, if you've seen this picture.
Yeah, I just saw it. Okay. I guess I'm mildly entertained by that.
You do have a spoon in hand.
Yeah, when someone brings you dessert,
well, I like.
Guess what you do? You pick up a spoon and you eat said dessert. Like, why wouldn't I be holding a spoon?
You made a legitimate point. It was brought out for you. Yeah. And you are a dessert aficionado, especially from there. Right? Okay. And so Haas brought it all out for you. And I don't know that there was an open invitation for the girls that just came across the aisle like rabid dogs. Yes. And were like, every chance they got, they were indulging in your dessert platters.
Okay, though. Yeah, there were 3, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to eat it all. I just wanted to sample it without it being tainted with secondhand spoons.
It was second and third hand.
So I didn't mind it. I mean, I don't mind sharing it. I just wanted to get my bite in first. That was all. That was the only diva. Everybody knows I'm a germaphobe. I don't want to. Just because it's our promo team and they're chicks, I don't want to eat after anybody's spit.
You were deprived.
No, I got to try it all.
Oh, you got first dibs on all of it?
I sampled it all,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's good because that was quite the deal. My buddy, as
I didn't get first sample. They went, but they but Haas had brought out fresh silverware for everybody.
But they double dipped.
No, I after they each sampled it, I swooped in and got mine and then let them have it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was all good. But, yeah, Jerry, obviously, that probably took Jerry, I would say, 9 hours to just do that crown on my head.
Is that the first time we actually have seen Jerry in person?
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Exquisite eyebrows. Very, very, very well manicured eyebrows.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. They were very clean shaped.
You think that he has someone do them?
I think he goes with his wife.
Really? Now, do they use the use the string to do it?
The threading?
The threading.
Jerry, it wouldn't surprise me a bit if Jerry gets his eyebrows threaded.
I haven't seen them, so
you want to talk about gross?
Oh, I know the threading I've seen, yeah.
Oh, my God. Did they have, like, at Katie Mills Mall, right out in the middle at a kiosk.
Yeah.
And like, literally, you don't have the choice of whether you want an audience or not, because people walking right down the middle of the aisle are stopping and going, what the hell is she doing with that string?
Because you just see somebody just doing the chicken head, like, the whole time while
and
they're threading.
And she's just like, you know, she gets the right angle like and she's making faces and then bam! And that and it's like, I said to Lisa, I go, what the hell's going on? She's like, oh, that's how they trim eyebrows. I'm like, out in the middle of everybody?
It's the same thing with massage. I feel uncomfortable getting a massage in front of somebody else.
The mall massage is the worst.
It's so dumb.
Hey, bud, you want to come here? I make you feel better.
Yeah, it's like, no, bro, I don't want to be all laid out with my... Either they're either laying in a recliner asleep or they're looking down through the table.
Yeah.
It's like it's the middle of the mall. Nobody wants to do that.
Let me stick elbow in your back. You feel great in about an hour. I mean,
that's Joel Blank.
That was
Joel Blank with the racist at the mall. With the, no, it is.
The racist.
It's not racist.
Oh,
it's
God,
accurate.
It was so
first
racist.
In First Colony Mall, it's all
exactly where it is.
Asians,
and,
if you want to.
No,
they all talk like that?
Well,
I mean,
it's close.
He's
talked to me that way.
Don't belly
him out.
And
it's aggressive. He comes out.
Because they'll approach you. They'll try to sell it, like, right there. Yes. Like, come right now. You know, I'm like, dang, man, I don't want to do that.
Hey, that's Nick Sharara doing it now?
No, that's Joel.
No, and you should also have isolated that right there that he just said.
Oh, I'll isolate
come right now.
Come right now.
Isolate it right now.
Here's the thing, Nick. There's two locations. There's one with the crazy chair massage out in the middle.
Yep.
Then there's another one that's an actual storefront store on the mall where they come out of the store and literally without laying hands on you try to persuade you to come in to get to lay down on a bed and do it.
I don't like those aggressive sales. Like there's a dude that cleans shoes in the mall that always, let me take care of your shoes, man. No, I'm not. No. But I will tell you, I've done it at the, what is that organic grocery store? I keep forgetting the name.
Whole Foods?
Whole Foods. On Highway 6 and 59. They used to
You got a massage at Whole Foods?
Yep.
Have you really?
It used to be $1 a minute, minimum of 10 minutes. And then they'd have like a little tent and
now,
no one saw you.
Was this Barry's check today or was this
to say, $1 a minute.
It's $1 a minute with a minimum of 10 minutes.
Old lady with rough hands.
Yeah.
That's why.
It was.
Oh, God.
But I was doing jiu-jitsu at the time.
Feels like it's your weird, creepy uncle doing it. It's like, man, your hands sure are calloused, Uncle Ralph. Never mind. I was going to keep going, but I won't.
You could have.
No, it's all right.
Gertrude.
So you got a massage at Whole Foods.
Yep.
I feel like that's a new low.
Isn't it?
I feel like that's a new low in your life if you're getting a massage at a grocery store.
For $10.
You got a grocery store massage.
I wasn't mad at it.
Did you get groceries too?
No.
You went in there for the massage?
Yeah, someone told me about it. Actually, as a matter of fact, my Brazilian jiu-jitsu instructor told me about it.
That's horrible.
Hey, your eyebrows are on the phone.
I knew he would call as soon as I made a comment about his eyebrows. Because you can tell that he's very proud of them.
I noticed the two stains on his tie.
I feel like if he had a picture, if he was zoom in, it would just be on the eyebrows. He would just be like,
really?
Yeah, yeah. They were way too well manicured.
You want to let him defend himself?
Sure.
Nah, he can hold.
All right. Jerry, what do you got?
All right, so first off, I have the tie here with me. I examined it. There's no stains on this tie. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, if they were very sweat upsetting. Stains, water stains, or whatever, but from where I was sitting, you could see two marks across your tie.
There is nothing here. I'm looking at it right now.
You're wearing it for the second day?
Yeah, the eyebrow thing in the mall is super creepy.
Thank you. But what about your eyebrows? Do you have them waxed?
I'm sorry, but the worst part about the eyebrow thing is the spit that they run through the thread.
Do they?
Yeah, because they put it in their mouth, and it runs through their mouth. So now you got
no, it doesn't run through the mouth.
Come on.
They hold it in their mouth, and then they keep moving the thread. It's like they're flossing and doing your eyebrows at the same time.
No, that's not how it's done.
And Jerry would know. Jerry would know.
Now, he did get you there, Jerry.
It's like an intricate pulley system, and the end of the string is tied in their mouth, I guess. I don't know.
Is this when they're doing your eyebrows?
Having a giant unibrow. What?
Is this when they're doing your eyebrows, you know, from experience? Because I'm telling you, Barry's out here basically calling you out on these brows.
That's how it's done. That's how it's done. And okay, instead of having one giant caveman eyebrow, okay? No Anthony Davis over here.
So you do get that done, huh, Jerry?
Yeah, I've admitted that in the past, okay? It's the only thing I do that you could consider vain, but I'm sorry. But I need to have two of them.
Something else.
No.
Yeah.
Joel gets Brazilian waxes, so, I mean, what are you going to do?
No, I really don't, Jerry, and I didn't notice your eyebrows either, so I think you're directing this at the wrong person.
He's too busy looking at my stains on my tie.
Well, because I don't want you to look like a schlep when you go into a doctor's office trying to get some business.
I'm sorry. Say that again?
I don't want you to look like a schlep when you go into a doctor's office trying to get some business. You already had the hammer toe on your shoe, too. I mean, I need you to clean up.
Listen, I'm doing the best I can, okay?
Okay, it's all I asked,
the grossest Jerry. Thing in the mall is those reclining, massage chairs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Those black massage chairs that they have in the mall.
Yep.
You always look where the head is. Oh, it's like a grease patch there all the time.
That's true. See, that's so true.
Yeah. It's even worse.
That's another reason I won't get a massage at the mall, amongst many others.
It wasn't like that at Whole Foods. I know what you're saying.
I will defend you. I will defend you, Barry. Those girls came in like seagulls. They were like,
They swarmed.
Like,
they did.
Pops is like, hey, man, I want you to try the molten cake. I got gluten-free. I got you the custard. I made it nice for you. And he's like, here, let me get some extra. And it was like,
That's true.
Took it away.
They did.
Yeah,
that was the only picture of the food, actually, because after that it was gone.
That's true. But I was very nice, wasn't I, Jerry? I let him have it. Oh, I didn't put up a fight. I was a gentleman.
He segregated his piece of the cake. He talked about a germaphobe. He's like, hold on, let me just take a little portion here.
I did.
Side it to the side.
I don't talk like that, Jerry. You go to hell.
You go to hell. You die.
That'd
be good.
All right,
bud. Good to meet you in person yesterday. I told you. My buddy was driving around the block. He was going to come in, and when he saw the two girls going over at your dessert platter, he's like, no, I'll get food another time.
Justin, who we got to meet yesterday as well, he said, I assumed Jerry was a skinny white guy from New York that throws socks at the TV. Turns out he was much better dressed and tanned than I expected.
He definitely was. He was dressed well, though. But he does. He calls on
doctors.
Would
you say he was handsome?
I don't know about that. I mean, he's still got that mug to deal with. But, I mean, overall, I mean, the shirt matched the tie and everything was, you know, pressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody want to know, do I shake hands or bump knuckles? I'll usually try to do the fist bump.
Yeah, you're a knuckle bumper.
But if somebody extends their hand, I try not to be rude. So I'm not just going to leave somebody hanging. I'll shake their hand, but then I'll go wash my hands later.
I'll tell you what, if it's Barry Warner, you definitely give the fist pump.
Yeah.
You ever
fist bump with somebody that does it too hard? Well, they're literally like they're punching you. It's like, bro, just tap it. You don't have to be so damn aggressive. Like, what is this microaggression in your fist bump? You're not proving you're a man. Just
I haven't had that, but I've had someone.
But some dudes will be like real hard. Nah. You're like, dude, chill.
But with the handshake, they're like, you know, they're like really
aggressive.
Yeah.
The only thing worse than that is super limp. Soft hand guy that shakes like a wet fish. That's the worst. It's like, bro, you got to firm that up a little bit.
I could tell you right now who has a very, very delicate handshake that surprised me,
mm-hmm.
but it'll get everybody all uproar. Jose Altuve.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really, really just one of those soft little like dainty handshakes.
Well, he's a little fella.
He comes in with the, you know, the
maybe
guns
because
blazing.
He's so strong,
and
he doesn't want to hurt you.
He is strong, too. I'm not taking that away from him. But I was shocked. I went to shake his hand when he first came in and then when he was leaving. And I was like, wow, crazy how light he shakes hands. But
that's always like weird when you see a dude that's soft with a handshake.
Yeah, I used to work with a guy that had a handshake like as soft as a baby's rear end.
It's crazy.
You know, they had never done a day of manual labor in their life.
Well, not even that. I'm just saying like, it's like their hand's not firm when they shake. Like the wrist, the hand, everything is so relaxed that it's, I don't know, that's just weird.
All right, we got 1 hour in the books and 2 hours still to go with the big show, so don't go anywhere. We'll continue to roll on. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friend at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for quite a while, and I tell you about them for a reason, because it's Houstonians helping kids in Houston get an education. It's a fantastic program, and it's all based on your donations. In saying that, what I'm trying to tell you is that I know that you guys have a lot of issues with vehicles after the hurricane. Some of them were insured, some of them weren't, but either way, in a lot of cases, you got to get rid of them whether they're working or not, and you don't want to pay a tow truck. And if they have no more value to you, you don't know what to do, but you don't want to spend any more money after you've already lost money. Well, here's what you can do. You call 713-225-4226, or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do the paperwork, and they give you a nice tax deduction. If you mention ESPN 97.5, you also get a $50 gift card, and that's when the process really begins, because they turn your donation into resources for kids trying to get an education. And it's as simple as that, because they take the things that could be a distraction, and distractions keep them from focusing on their books. Things like if they're hungry, things if they can't read their books, things that really can be a problem, like getting to school, and they turn it all into the resources that they need. So they give the kids book money. They get them warm meals. They get them bus fare. They get them eyeglasses so they can focus on the books, get that education, and proceed with the rest of their lives. And it's all here in H-Town. So please, if you can and you have a donation or you've been thinking about it, give them a call. 713-225-4226. HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.